Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is the word of God. He's the
beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Psalm 107 verse 20, he said, God sent his Word. Word went forth and brought salvation and healing and deliverance and blessing to the people. See the power in the Word of God. See, you need to understand there's power in the Word of God. Power to save, power to heal, power to deliver, power to set free the captive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are standing on holy ground. Now I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. Now I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray, Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. Now I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. Now I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray, Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing. Oh yes, are you standing on Jesus, the holy ground, standing on God's word? We are standing. Oh yes, we are standing on God's word, on holy ground. Now I know that there is death all around. Let us pray, Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. And I'm praising Jesus now. Hey, I'm standing in His presence on holy ground. Oh, yes, oh God, yeah, we stand in His presence on holy land, on holy ground. Lord, we ask You to reach out to everyone above tonight. By Your Spirit, oh God, You know where the tree is fighting. You know what is going on. Oh God, it's a day in the life of everyone that has come into this service tonight. God, meet us at a point of need. God, touch that boy, touch that girl, touch that woman. Touch everyone coming into this service tonight. Oh, yes, Lord, touch everyone by Your Spirit, by Your power, by Your anointing. Let sinners be saved, God. Let sin be healed. Let miracle signs and wonders take place in the lives of everyone that has come into this service tonight. Yes, please, do something new in the life of Your people. Yesterday, God, God, another day has come. Do something new in our life. Yesterday has gone. Another day has come. Do something new in our life. Do something new in our life. Something wonderful in our life. Something great in our life. Tonight, do something wonderful in our life. Something precious in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Tonight, we cannot do without You, Lord. We cannot do
the blood of Jesus,
The blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, conquer every problem, every sickness, every disease, every curse. The blood of Jesus, revoke every curse and enchantment and divination. The blood of Jesus, nullify every manipulation of the devil. The blood of Jesus, destroy the plans of the evil one. Yes, O God, in the name of Jesus. Frustrate the devices of our enemies, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, frustrate the devices of our enemies, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, disappoint the devices of our enemies, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, I let fire and bring to nothing all the evil plans of the wicked one concerning us and our families. The blood of Jesus covers our homes, our families, our marriages, our children, our husbands, our wives, our education, our businesses. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. The arrows that fly by day shall not reach us, neither shall the terrors that move by night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Sandaria. Blundo. Yes, Lord Jesus, visit us mightily tonight. See you, O God, in the lives of everyone that has come into this service. Yes, God, do something new, do something new, do something new in your life. Let sinners be saved, O God. Let healing take, let miracle signs and wonders take place, O God. To your praise and to your own glory in the name of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Everyone is welcome. God bless you all for coming. Oh, yes, we thank God. God is good, and the devil is a liar, trying to steal away social media. They can't take it. Social media has come to stay. It is a great means of communication. In fact, tell you that one of the major things social media is doing is the communication of the gospel to the whole world. And God has put social media there for the gospel of Jesus Christ to reach the end of the earth. And so the God that brought it has put it to stay. And the devil can't do anything about it. No, the devil keeps showing his ugly head, trying to be funny, but the devil has been disappointed. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan and all his cohorts, they have been disappointed. God's will shall be done. God has the final say. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. I remember when Facebook came so much, but Facebook is still there. You can't remove it. Twitter came. They made trouble with Twitter. Twitter is still there. They can't do anything about it. And then TikTok has come again. And then they have started all over again. But you see, God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. The will of God shall be done, not the will of man. God's will shall be done. Hallelujah. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the word of faith which we preach. God's word. And our text is taken from Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Say, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See? Faith operates in two dimensions. The word of your heart and the word of faith in your mouth. The two must agree. And as you read through the scripture, you find that men of faith and women of faith in the Bible, they were not just speaking faith. They meant it in their heart and they said it with their mouth. That's when it works. Many times people believe it in their heart. They don't say it with their mouth. People say with their mouth, and then they don't believe it in their heart. The faith of praise in two dimensions. The word of faith, the word is in your heart, and the word is in your mouth. The two must agree. The two must agree. All right, let's start with the woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood in Matthew chapter 9, for over 12 years she's been suffering, and the Bible says she said in her heart that if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. You see, in her heart, inside her heart, and then she spoke it out with her mouth. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. Your faith will see you through. And if you look through the whole scripture, anytime people exercise faith, it is the faith that gives them the victory. 1 John 5, 4. Faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. Faith is the victory that overcometh the whole world. Faith is the victory. The joy shall live by faith. Everything is by faith, not by work, lest any man should boast. By faith, you wake up in the morning, take your bath, you go to work or go to school or go for business or go for job or go to whatever you want to do. By faith you slept, by faith you woke up, like you are moving around. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The word of God is the word of faith. This word must dwell in you richly. The word of God that is in you richly is the foundation of your faith. Your faith is built on Christ, the solid rock, which is the word of God. Your faith is not built upon you. Faith is not built upon anything else. Your faith, your hope, your trust, your confidence must be built upon Christ, the solid rock. It is this faith in God that gives you victory. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. The faith is the victory that overcomes the whole world. It is the faith that gives you victory over all circumstances. Your faith may be whole. According to your faith, so be it. As you believe, so shall it be. What you trust, what you believe, works for you. The Bible is filled with all those decisions. God works by your belief, by your trust. Joshua and Caleb, they say, we are able to go and take the land of promise. The other 10 spies say, we are not able. And so God made sure they die like grasshoppers in the wilderness. But Joshua and Caleb, Numbers chapter 13 and Numbers chapter 14, Joshua and Caleb said, we are going to the land of promise. We are going to take it by the grace of God. God is on our side. We are going there. We're going to take it by faith in God. God honors faith. God honors faith. God walks with faith. God walks by faith. Your belief, your hope, your confidence, your trust is what God is looking at. According to your faith, be it unto you. As you think it should be, so shall it be. What you think is supposed to be. That is what it will be for you. The Bible is filled with all those positions, which means your faith is required 100%. It is impossible to please God without faith, without trust in God and hope that God is alive and is able to see you through. When you don't have that belief and that hope and that trust, then nothing works. When the centurion came to Jesus, but when he was talking with Jesus in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus even suggested, I'll come to your house and pray for your servant. He said, no, Master, I know who you are. I know how busy you are. Everybody is looking for you. Why will you spend all your time coming to my house? It's a long way up there. Only speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed. Jesus was surprised. What? So you know that I can speak my word, and your servant can be healed. Not many people know this. Not many people believe this. And even if they know it, not many people believe it. And Jesus was very happy with the centurion. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, 9, and 10. Jesus was so glad that a centurion is a military officer, not just a junior military. A top military officer, he understood the principles of God. He was not even a Bible college student or pastor, preacher, apostle, priest, or church, or anything. He was just an ordinary person. He understood the principles of God, the operation of God. And Jesus was so happy with what the centurion was saying. So you believe that if I speak my word here, the word will go forth and bring salvation and healing to your servant back home. Jesus was so happy. But a lot of people would like to drag Jesus to their house. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But which is faster? Let me speak the word and let your servant be healed so that we don't have to walk all the way to your house. Or wait for me, let me attend to all these people and then I will be able to walk all the way, because then they have no vehicle, they have no bicycle, they are very unique. All these things are not available then. The quickest is speak the word. I told you the other day, I said, God has made things very simple and easy for us. But we human beings, we make things look very complicated. We make God look so complicated, far away. Nobody can understand God. Nobody knows his ways and his methods. He's a very simple person. He's a very simple person. Oh, God. Very simple. Rise up. Take up your bed and walk. Is it not quick enough? Somebody would say, no, Jesus, that is too quick. Let us buy some candle and incense. Let us go to the river to watch him. Let us do some rituals and do some religious things and put some olive oil here and put some red candle and white candle. But Jesus said, get up, rise up, and walk. Even John and Peter and John at the gate, beautiful in Acts of Apostles chapter 3, say, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, give I unto you in the name of Jesus Christ, now rise up and walk. That's it. Somebody would say, no, that is too quick. Let us do it you know, our religious way. Let's go and buy some candle, buy some incense, buy some holy water, and some get all these things and go to the bathroom and bath the person and pray and fall. See, we are always thinking about the longest way to do things. When God is, you know, because at the foot of Bethesda, the important man has been there for years, and he had to wait for the angel to trouble the water. Once in a year, the angel comes to trouble the water. The first person to jump into it was he, of whatever. So, every year the angel will come down and trouble the water. The important man, before he could stand up to jump into the water, someone else had jumped into it. On this faithful day, Jesus Christ himself came down. I pray that Jesus will come into your issue. Jesus will come into your situation tonight. Even as you are hearing this word of God, I pray that the Holy Spirit, the King of Kings, Jesus of Nazareth, will come into that situation that has been existing in your life for years. And may he bring lasting solutions to all the troubles in your life and to all the problems in your life tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive. Hey, Rabasaya, ye blood dorobutu. Those concussions, those examples, those divinations, those causes and cells, they revoked by the blood of Jesus. All obstacles, hindrances, and obstructions be removed in the name of Jesus. Every enemy on the way be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, make a way now where there's no way. Jesus came into the situation. And he said, you don't want to wait for the angel to come from heaven to come and trouble the water no more. Now rise up, take up your bed, and walk. I know somebody will say, hey, Jesus, stop, stop, Jesus, stop. It's too quick. Why are you so fast like that? Let us go and buy some candle and buy some incense and buy some holy water. And performs some rituals, want you to be well. Jesus, how can you just speak the word like that? See? But God's ways are not your ways. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55 verse 11 to the 18. My ways are not your ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. I do my things my way. God was speaking. Isaiah 55. God's methods are not your methods. God's ways are not your ways. You want to perform some rituals and some ceremony and some. You are doing all that. But Jesus has released the word. Rise up. Take up your bed and walk. Silver and gold have I not. Such as I have given unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Just spoken word, the word of God, the word of faith, which we pray. This word is already in thy mouth and in your heart. Release the word of God and let it bring solution. Every believer, every Christian must learn to release the word of God. You must know how to use this word of God. It is the sword of the faith. It is the weapon of the believer. The helmet of salvation. The shield of faith. The breastplate of righteousness. The loins of truth. Our feet shall be prepared in the gospel of Christ. Ephesians chapter 6. These are all defensive weapons. The helmet of salvation. Shield of faith. The breastplate of righteousness, loins of truth, And then in the same Ephesians chapter 6, it says the sword of the faith, which is the word of God. It takes the sword of the faith, the word of God. Take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Take it. Because it is this word of God we are going to use to pull down every stronghold and every power that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And then he said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It calls the devil, calls the demon, calls the enemy, calls sickness and disease, calls the power of darkness. The word of God. When David stood before Goliath, it was not the stone that did the work. It was the word that he released. Say, you, this uncircumcised Philistine, you are insulting the God of Israel. And because of that, God will put your head in my hand. Today I will cut your head off and give your body to the best of the earth. He has released the world, and the world has done so. I told you the other day, I said, the most powerful being on earth, the most powerful being on earth, it's not the elephant, it's not the lion, it's not the leopard, it's not the tiger. The most powerful being on earth is not Goliath. Powerful being on earth is not Assyrian soldier. It's not the Russian army. The most powerful being on earth. It's not the Chinese army. It's not the American army. The most powerful being on earth. He's a believer who has the word of God. Oh, yes. Because they brought their weapons to come and arrest Prophet Elisha. They came to arrest Prophet Elisha. Prophet Elisha said, you came to arrest me. I'm a servant of God doing the work of God. I did not do anything wrong. You come and arrest. Whom are you arresting? Prophet Elisha said, all of you be blind. And all of them became blind. With the ammunition in their hands, they are all blind. Whom are you going to shoot now? Maybe they should shoot themselves. Ammunition is in your hand and you are already blind. Maybe you should shoot yourself. Another group came to come and arrest from an Elijah. They came to pick Elijah, they want to kill him. Elijah said, I did not do anything wrong. So what are you arresting me for? If I be a man of God, let fire come from heaven and devour all of you. And fire came from heaven and consumed all the enemies. With their guns and their ammunition and their jet bombers, their submarines, and with their, you know, drones and everything, they were all very safe. Warfare is going to change. It's not going to be weapons anymore. Watch out. It's going to be the power of God in action. Because if somebody say, if I be a man of God, let fire from heaven consume all the enemy. Who will be consumed? He's just there. And the fire of God will come from heaven and consume the enemy. Watch out. You will see it with your physical eyes. Days of that power, the people shall be with you. Go and bring the nation and equipment. Syria army ran away. Pharaoh and his army, they were swallowed up in the Red Sea. And so on and so forth. Who told you the army, the man with weapons is the one who has power? Who told you that? Where did you learn it? You can be holding your weapons and another power stronger than you is picking you away. You'll be wondering what is happening. Word of God, the word of faith. They came to arrest Jesus Christ. When they were about to crucify Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Matthew chapter 23, chapter 24, 25, 26, you see all these things. Was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying. When Judas Iscariot went to bring all the group of people, they want to come and carry Jesus away to crown. You can't see Jesus. Of course, he came to die for us to be saved. So they all came down and then they asked him, who are you? Jesus said, I am he. That was all Jesus. Jesus said, I am he. As soon as Jesus said, I am he, I'm the one, I am the Jesus Christ you are looking for. Here is me, I am he. The Bible says all of them fell down under the power. From that point on, the warfare has changed. Because if you fell down with your weapon, I can take your weapon from you. Peter carried knife and caught the ear of one of the servants. Jesus said, leave that. Don't worry about that. Peter, he caught the ear of one of the attackers, those who came to arrest Jesus Christ. Peter caught off the ear. Then Jesus said, no, put it back. Put it back. He that killed by the sword shall die by I didn't come here to fight. If I'm to fight, I would have called 12,000 angels. Jesus will call 12,000 angels. Come down. And they will finish all these people. So Jesus was not there to fight. I have come to die for the whole world. I came to be crucified. Came to share my blood for the remission of our sins. So Jesus gave himself to them and he went to the cross. Otherwise, Jesus said, I am he. I am he. And the Bible says, all of them fell down under the power of God. That is when the whole army fell down, they fell down under the power of God. I will keep their weapon from there and begin to finish all of them. You see? So, there is power in the word of God. God is the victory. Jesus spoke the word, and the word brought solution to every problem. You speak the word to the ugly circumstances around you. Peace be still, he said to the water, and the water calmed down. One day, the apostle Peter and apostle Paul were very busy preaching. Paul was preaching, and people were getting saved, getting converted, and one magician came and was disturbing Apostle Paul preaching. He was destabilizing and disrupting what Apostle Paul was doing. Apostle Paul opened his mouth, said, you, this man, you are blind and you will not see the sun for his feet. The magician, the court who have been worrying all those people, does he allow them to get saved? Now, Apostle Paul has pronounced judgment on him and the judgment fell on him immediately. Just the word. The word is prayer also. Say you want to pray, yes. Prayer is the word. The word of God is prayer because when you are praying, you are speaking to God. You are telling God things. You know, it's also the word of God. So whether you pray or you spoke the word, it is the same. If you read through the old scripture, you find out that most prayers are spoken words. Most prayers are spoken words. They are words of God that has spoken. One time, Miriam was talking carelessly about Moses, talking carelessly to Moses. A prophet is not honored except among his people. A prophet is not honored except among his people. Miriam was talking useless things against Moses. Bible says, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. Statement is made in two places in the Bible. One is in Psalm, the other one is in the Chronicles. Touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. Touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. It's a spiritual law. Touch not the Lord's anointed. Don't harm the Lord's anointed. Don't disturb the servant of God. And Miriam was making mockery prophet Moses. And the Bible says God spoke her with leprosy. He became leper. When people are suffering certain things, you don't know why they are suffering certain things. God himself spoke her with leprosy. He became leprosy. Miriam became leper. Moses said, oh, it was the same Moses who said, heal her now, oh God. It was a spoken word. It was a spoken word. Heal her now, oh God. And the Bible says, God healed Miriam of leprosy. We have to be very careful. The other day, I was reading about David, King David, who was anointed king when he was a young boy, but he didn't get to the throne some years later, and he suffered a lot. Saul said, you will not be a king. You are too small. You are not supposed to be a king. And King Saul began to stand on his way, disturbing the boy. King Saul didn't know that God was operating through that little boy, David. And there's nothing you can do about it. God was walking through this. So there's nothing you can do about it. Because David has already been shot when he was a boy. What was he doing? David was taking care of his father's sheep. He was playing the harp. Far away in the desert, taking care of his father's sheep, playing the harp. And God was very happy with David until God anointed him the next king. God has already chosen David. The hand of God is upon David. David has already conquered Goliath. He's on his way to the throne. And Saul will not let David. And David was not feeling bad about it. One night, David sneaked into the tent of Saul. King Saul was already sleeping, so of King Saul, and he ran to the gate and said, look, King Saul, see, I would have killed you. This is to show that I don't hate you. This is your dress. You were sleeping. I caught it, and I'm showing you that I really don't hate you. I'm not the one to kill you. Even though you have failed, I'm not the one to kill you. And David went away. They touched not the Lord's anointing. David says, we will not touch the Lord's anointed. King Saul is the Lord's anointed. Even though he says, not me to punish him, let God judge. God is the righteous judge. But I think of people nowadays, they go around judging people. There is a spirit that is moving around recently in a couple of, maybe about 5 or 10 years ago. The spirit is moving around. That spirit is people criticizing servants of God, people, you know, talking ill of the servants of God, people maltreating servants of God, people. I see it everywhere. And I start wondering. I said, these people, They don't know they are playing with fire. They make it himself flaming fire. You are carelessly helping servants of God. No problem. You do whatever you want, but God's judgment is coming. Criticizing servants of God? What right have you? Did you call them? Are you the one who appointed them to be servants of God? Even if they fail, even if they are wrong, pray for them. Even if they fail, even if they are wrong, ask God to forgive them and have mercy upon them. You are judging servants of God. You are pulling them down. You are tearing them to pieces. I see it every time on the TV, on the radio. I see it every time in the newspapers. I see it every time tearing them down. You are pulling them down. They will just pick one error in them and they start tearing them down. They will go to another one, pick one, and tear them down. You are touching the Lord's anointing and you are bringing judgment on yourself. You are bringing a curse upon yourself. You are bringing reproach to yourself. The judgment of God will come upon you for doing that. You don't have to. Even if you are wrong, ask God to correct them. You are not the one to pull them down, drag them, talk rubbish about them, and talk stupid things about servants of God. You don't have the right to do this. You are not the judge. God is the judge. Open the television. We see people, you know, talking ill of servants of God. You go to the radio, you go to the newspaper, you go to the media. They are attacking ministers of the gospel. It's very dangerous to do that. When you do that, you are inviting the curse of God upon it. You are inviting God's judgment on yourself. Touch not the Lord's anointing and do my prophet no harm. What right have you to judge servants of God? Talk ill of them and tear them down. Are you yourself holy? Then Jesus said, you will leave your own errors and your own weaknesses and be talking about other people's weaknesses. What about your own? What about your own errors, your own failures, your own disappointment? People are seeing your own errors, your own failures, your own disappointment. Everybody is seeing what you are doing. And then you go and start pulling down people, drag them down, and different type of things. Who asks you to do that? Is that your calling? Did God send you? God didn't send you to go and talk ill of servants of God. People who do that, they invite curse upon themselves. They invite judgment of God upon themselves. You pray for the ministers of God. You pray for the servants of God. You ask God to encourage them. Ask God to, because they face more attacks than you think. The devil attacks by the shepherd and the sheep with cattle. My the shepherd and the sheep is cast. So the devil is coming against them in various forms. All kinds of temptations they are going through. Instead of you to pray for servants of God, you start attacking them. You are endangering your life. You are endangering your life. You are inviting a curse upon your life. You are invoking God's judgment and God's curse upon your life. When you talk ill of servants of God, when you ridicule ministers, make mockery of them, ridicule them, you are judging yourself. You are bringing a curse upon yourself and your family and your people. Before you repent of so, you say, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. How dare you? You are not the judge. God is the judge. God is the righteous judge. Leave him to judge. He didn't call the servant of God. God called them. They are only accountable to God. So if servants of God have erred, correct them. Why are you now the one correcting them? You're not going to the media, going to the newspaper, going to everywhere and start to attack gospel preachers and ministers of God. It's very bad. Please repent of that. If you ever have done that, let it be the last time you do, because you have invited cost upon your life. You have invited the judgment of God upon your life when you did that. So you need to repent of that evil. You don't have to. You don't have to do such an evil thing. Pray for everyone today who have heard the word of God. That from now henceforth, we shall pray for the ministers of God. We shall not be judging them and tearing them down. That's not our calling. God didn't call us to tear people down and destroy their images. That's not our calling. That's not our ministry. Everyone should discover their ministry and walk worthy of it. But our main concern is to preach Christ and Him crucified, to preach the gospel of Jesus to the whole world. That's what it should be. God has called every one of us to repent and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, so that we can have eternal life. I know you've got the word today. I'm going to pray with you that God will hold you with his right hand of righteousness. I pray that this word shall find a place in you, that we shall be doers of the word and not just hearers only. That God will have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, O God. Save our souls. Heal us and bless us, O God. Solve our problems and meet our needs, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. In the name of Jesus. Yes, thank you so much for joining this service. Messages all around. Friends across. Let the whole world hear the word that brings salvation. Hallelujah. So now we're going to praise God for speaking to us today and then for blessing us with the word. We're going to praise God. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let God work me. Thy Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let God work me. Thy Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day, I live for Jesus. Day after day, I live for Jesus. Let God say, I only pray, I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day, I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Let God work me. Thy Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Day after day. You live for Jesus. You need to live for Jesus day after day. The Holy Spirit will be. We live for Jesus. Day after day. I am running very to meet my redeemer. I am running very to meet my redeemer. I'm really ready. I'm really ready. I'm really ready to meet my redeemer. I am running very to meet my redeemer. I am running very to meet my redeemer. Heavenly way, heavenly way, heavenly way, heavenly way.